Hey everyone, Lara Bennett here. And let's get real for a second, are you tired of hearing that whole be perfect spiel? Like, seriously, who even has time for that? Life's messy, it's unpredictable, and frankly, trying to be flawless is exhausting. Today, we're flipping the script on that whole perfection myth and diving headfirst into something way more liberating. Embracing your imperfections and flaws. Because here's the truth. These so-called imperfections are what make you, well, you. They're the quirky details, the hilarious mishaps, and the unique experiences that shape your story. Think about it, what makes a good book? A character with depth, right? Someone who feels real, with strengths and weaknesses, triumphs and stumbles. We're all characters in our own life story, and guess what? Nobody wants to read a boring, flawless narrative. So, how do we actually start embracing these parts of ourselves that we might be trying to hide? Let's break it down into 5 actionable steps. First up, stop comparing yourself to others. It's like comparing apples and oranges. Everyone is on their own journey, with their own strengths and struggles. Social media can make things feel worse because it's often a highlight reel of other people's lives, not the full picture. Focus on your own path, celebrate your wins, big and small, and remember that comparison is the thief of joy. It's like trying to win a race against someone who keeps changing the finish line. Just focus on running your best. Second, practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself with kindness, the same way you would talk to a dear friend going through something tough. You wouldn't tear them down, right? So why do we often do that to ourselves? When you make a mistake, own it, learn from it, and move on. Give yourself grace, because everyone messes up sometimes. Third, celebrate your uniqueness. What makes you different is what makes you awesome. Don't try to fit into a mold or be someone you're not. Embrace those quirky habits, those passions that others might not understand, those things that make you laugh out loud even when no one else is around. They're all part of what makes you special. Fourth, challenge your inner critic. That voice in your head that constantly points out your flaws. Yeah, that needs to be retrained. Start by noticing its negative chatter, then gently challenge those thoughts with positive affirmations. Instead of thinking I can't do this, try I can learn and grow from this experience. Over time, you'll start to rewire those negative thought patterns and build a stronger, more supportive inner voice. And finally, remember that progress is not perfection. It's about taking small steps forward every day. Some days will be easier than others, but just keep showing up for yourself and celebrating the wins along the way. You've got this. Let me tell you a story that really drives home this point. My friend Sarah was always so focused on being perfect, her work, her appearance, even her social media posts. She was constantly comparing herself to others and felt like she was never good enough. One day, she decided to take a leap of faith and start a blog about her real life, complete with all the messy parts, the struggles, the failures, the laughter, and everything in between. You know what happened? People connected with her authenticity. They loved her honesty, her vulnerability, and her willingness to share her imperfections. Her blog became a huge success because it resonated with people who were tired of seeing the perfectly curated lives online. She learned that embracing her flaws made her more relatable, more inspiring, and ultimately more successful. So, remember this. Your imperfections are not weaknesses, they're your superpowers. They make you unique, memorable, and human. Embrace them, celebrate them, and watch as you unlock a whole new level of confidence and joy in your life. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one imperfection that you've learned to love about yourself? Share it in the comments below. Let's create a community of support and celebration around all things imperfect and awesome. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode of our journey to quiet confidence. See you next time.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.